Valentine's is all about capturing the wow factor that hopefully leaves a lasting impression. There's no way to wow like the right way with flowers except for 1-800-Flowers. That's if you ask me anyway. 1-800-Flowers has the best deals on Valentine's essentials. Right now, 18 enchanted roses for $29.99. That's 18 roses, $29.99. Doing the math here, that's a 45% discount. Pick your delivery date and let 1-800-Flowers handle the rest. A radiant mix of red, petal pink, hot pink roses. It's called the Enchanted Bouquet. It's guaranteed to make it, she's gonna, whoa. 1-800-Flowers, they're picked at their peak. They're shipped overnight to ensure freshness. 18 enchanted roses, $29.99. It's an amazing Valentine's offer, but the thing is, it expires on Friday. When it comes to Valentine's, don't settle for anything less than 1-800-Flowers.com. 18 enchanted roses, $29.99. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com/bone. 1-800-Flowers.com/bones. Order right now.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all.
Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Good morning, welcome to Friday's show. It is going to be a good, packed show.
Good morning, studio!
Good morning!
This was awesome. So I get on Facebook, and I see a kid singing a song that I wrote a long time ago. And just a little backstory, we put out a record, The Raging Idiots did, the band that Eddie and I are in, and we did one serious song. And I wrote this song about not having a real dad, and then my stepdad coming into my life later on. And I called it fishing with my dad. Like, that was always my goal as a kid, was to go fishing with my dad. And finally, when my stepdad came in my life at like 12, I finally got to go fishing with my dad. And not only did that happen, but Garth Brooks ended up singing on the song as well.
Sat out on the water, watched that bobber dance.
So anyway, I write the song, we put it out, you know, it happens, it's crazy. And so here's a kid singing it at his talent show. He's probably 13 or so.
Mm-hmm.
And his stepdad was in the crowd, and so he wanted to sing
wow.
it. It's crazy for the same reason. He was like, you heard the story, and he was glad his stepdad was in his life, so he gets up, and this is him singing. Crazy?
Wow, that's special.
Right? Like, I was watching it, and I was like, man, there's a kid. He may be younger than 13. Like, his voice sounds younger than 13, huh?
He's tall, though.
Maybe his voice hasn't.
Anyway, I thought that was really cool. Like, right. I wrote that song thinking, who else is going to share that experience? Like, not having a dad, wishing they had a dad, and then finally being happy and getting to do things later on in life that you always wanted to do.
Right.
And so to see him singing that on Facebook was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Who found that, by the way? Who in the room? Who found that? No one? Okay.
Something cool on Facebook.
Somebody sent it to me. I guess maybe it was the email or something. I thought Lunchbox, I'm surprised you didn't take credit for it.
Well, I mean, I thought someone else was going to, but I'll take credit. Because I thought if we both said me, then yeah. I would get busted, but no one said me, so I feel bad. But
right. Well, regardless.
I didn't want to pat myself on the back.
That's a first, huh?
Yes.
You hear me? Huh? You feel me? Am I right? Am I right? All right, thank you. Let's do Dustin Lynch. Oh, he's coming in.
Yeah.
Dustin Lynch will be here in like the next 25 minutes or so. So we're going to hang out with Dustin Lynch in a little bit.
Wow.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
ICU Delta Airlines. Why? Well, a study found that you're least likely to lose everybody's luggage only 0.21% of the time. American came in second with 0.32% of the time. But Delta, you're the winner and not losing people's luggage. So congratulations. I see you, Delta. That's if your luggage gets lost, it sucks.
Yeah,
you're
no,
done.
It's, the worst.
It's out. So Delta, nice work. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Ray in airline news. More than 4,000 flights have been canceled or delayed because of bad weather, so make sure you check your flight status before you head to the airport. In the Northeast, the Philadelphia to Boston corridor got hammered with snow. Some places saw over a foot of snow. Lots of schools closed or delayed. And finally, in northern Nevada and California, there have been mudslides and massive power outages. There were 90-mile-an-hour winds and heavy rain. In Nevada, some counties have declared a state of emergency.
Let's go.
All right, Dustin Lynch is here. Hey, bud.
What's up?
You good?
I'm great.
I guess I haven't seen you since you were on Lip Sync Battle.
Yeah.
Oh,
did you watch?
That was so cool.
I watched it. I watched you and Cassidy's clips separate online. I didn't watch the show. But I did watch them. So yes, I thought you did great.
Thank you.
I thought you were funny and the little mustache and the suit and stuff. That was cool. It was good because people see people with a cowboy hat and they're like, "What's this person gonna do?" And so I thought you represented the format really well.
Thank you.
Because you were fun.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah. No, that was the most nervous I've ever been in my life.
To do that show.
Because I walked, you don't know what to expect, and I got out of the cab, and there's cameras in my face. They immediately walked me in to do the choreography with the whole dance team, professional dancers.
What song did you do again?
Mambo Number 5.
That's right. That's why you had the mustache.
The mustache. Which, if I try to grow a real mustache, it would probably look like that, which is why I never try to grow one. But
did you have to? Because I know Mambo Number 5, but I don't know all the girls' names and orders. Do you know it now?
I've probably forgotten the order now. I had to really practice. Everybody knows the
a little bit of my time.
Right, you just get them different. Yeah, you get the names wrong.
You go out and you and Cassidy go, and they just had a country artist night. You didn't know Cassidy was going to do it. Or you guys were going to do it together.
Yeah, we went at it together.
You did.
We knew each. I knew who I was going up against. Of course, she's had experience in that world with The Voice. That was kind of my first time doing a music thing like that. So it was a fun day.
It was good. I was worried. But you did something that was totally fun, and it was a good look for you.
Thank you.
I like it.
Well, and then related to that, I saw you sent John Legend and Chrissy Teigen sausage balls that your mom made or something.
Yeah, I innocently, they asked me what I loved about Christmas, and I said the food, and my favorite thing to eat around Christmas are these things called sausage balls. And when I said it, LL looked at me like, "What did you just say?" And then it hit me. I'm like, "That's really inappropriate." Like that. And
except it's not.
It's not.
Right. But the crowd started chanting sausage balls. It became like...
Which became inappropriate.
Yes. It became the whole part of the show. And LL and Chrissy had never even heard of sausage balls. I guess it's a Southern thing. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, being from Tennessee, that we all know what they are. So, I ended up sending Chrissy and John. I had a chef in L.A. make some my mom's recipe for sausage balls and ship them to their house.
Nice.
And it was so cool to see how grateful they were to receive sausage balls.
Yeah, Chrissy posted it.
She posted it. Yeah. I was like, pretty baller. Cool.
Dustin Lynch is here. He's got seeing red. I'm talking red hot with kids. This is a Bobby Bones show. Bobby Bones. All right, Dustin Lynch is here. I got to play the Bluebird recently.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, and for me it was really cool. Wow. But I'm not like you. Like, you're real life. Like, you're real life. Like, you're really good.
Come on.
You're a real artist. I played it as part of a charity event. But as I was sitting there, I was like, man, this is a really special place. It didn't get lost on me that the Bluebird Cafe was a really special place. But for you, that's kind of what started it for you here, right? Playing
it
Bluebird?
It was, yeah. Yeah, the first night I moved to town, my mom got done crying, got in the car, went back home, and I drove down to the Bluebird because that's all I knew. And I got there late. It was the night round. I got there late. They wouldn't let me in the door, but I just stood on the sidewalk and kind of watched from the big window there.
How old were you?
I was 18.
So you're 18 years old. You're at the Bluebird, and it's really tiny.
Yeah,
it's
it holds
hard
about 25 people, right?
Yeah, it's hard to get in. And inside of it, have you been in there, Amy?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so really, it's like if you were just sitting in a living room, mm-hmm. and there were four mics and nothing in the middle. You're just sitting
Everybody's
around.
In a circle, yeah, in the round.
And it's very intimate, and you're 18 years old.
18 years old, yeah.
Is that open mic?
No, when that night. The first time I played it, it was an open mic. Monday night. Yeah.
You go to watch the first time.
I go to watch the first time, and watch some riders. I can't remember who they were, because I wasn't in there. But the second time I went,
you watched from outside the window.
From outside the window, yeah. And so the first time I played it was open mic on Monday night. Yeah.
Okay, so if I set one up, will you come play it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
I've not played in, I don't know, probably since I've had a record deal. I've not played it in a long, long time.
We should do that.
Yeah.
Like, we'll get some friends out and we'll just go around.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lunchbox is a great Bluebird story. And you tell me what you think about this.
Okay.
So Lunchbox, you're at the Bluebird, and who's there with you?
Danica Patrick.
And you're watching, right?
I'm watching someone perform, and
you're with Danica Patrick?
Not with her.
She's okay, there. Okay.
She's at the table behind me, mm-hmm. and there was a moment that we kind of locked eyes, and she touched my elbow or my hand. I don't remember. And it was kind of like her giving me a signal that, like, you're hot, and I'm looking at you. And it was kind of interesting, and we didn't talk after that because then she started talking to other people, but there was a moment that Danica, Patrick, and I had, and it was pretty awesome.
Do you remember what song was playing?
No, I don't. I was looking into her eyes, and so I don't know.
At that point, you blacked out?
Yeah, I was just like,
did you believe this? Did you get a word out?
He tells the story all the time.
No, we didn't. I'm telling you, we didn't even talk. Like, it was one of those unwritten,
But she wanted him.
It was an unwritten, untalked.
You sound like my tour manager.
Tell me.
She wanted me so bad.
Yeah, you never looked at a woman and just made eye contact. It has happened to you before where you just look at a woman. You don't need to say anything. You know what you're both thinking.
I feel like you guys could get Danica in here, though.
Yeah, we probably could.
She's a country
fan. But then this story would die.
That's true.
And then, because he used to tell us all the time he got, his paddle boat got bit by a shark.
Oh, for years.
And we put him on a lie detector, and the lie detector said he was lying, and his story went away.
My cousin and I were using a paddle boat when we were younger, and it got bit by a shark, and we were lucky to get paddled back to shore, and it had a little chunk out of it, but we made it back to shore before it sank. And
so lie detectors lie?
Well, they're not admissible in court, so...
This ain't court, buddy.
Yeah, no, exactly. So, if they're not admissible in court, I don't believe them.
Okay. I'm outside with you there.
Dustin Lynch is here. Hang around for one more segment.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like we should talk about something of substance.
Yeah. Come on.
I mean, the Bluebird substance, but it really went off the rails here.
The Bobby Bones Show.
You want to play a game with Dustin Lynch?
Yes. Yeah.
No, I'm not asking you. I'm asking Amy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have to play. You're in the studio.
Okay. You're required. Yeah.
This is called Dustin Lynch Strip Poker. So every... No, I'm just kidding. It's not. It's not. I'm
glad I've got a jacket on.
I was like, wait. Where's my contract?
All right. Dustin and Amy will play against each other. We're going to play Name That Famous Dustin. Okay?
Ooh, gosh. Okay.
Say your name is the buzzer when you want to buzz in. He's a former child actor. Known for his role on Saved by the Bell.
Amy. Dustin Diamond.
Correct.
You're going to kill me.
Amy 1, Dustin Lynch 0. Oscar-winning actor has earned acclaim.
Dustin. Dustin Hoffman.
Correct. Dang, he went in early on that one.
Okay, you had that one in your pocket? Okay,
yeah.
I see you.
Ranked inside the top 5 for each of his first 5 years on the PGA Tour.
Dustin. Dustin Johnson.
Correct.
I don't know golfers.
Okay, whatever.
Yes. Dustin, I can't believe I'm winning.
Dustin, who? Hoffman?
Johnson.
Okay.
DJ.
Singer who signed a record deal in 2011 and released the song Cowboys
Dustin.
And Angels.
Dustin. Dustin Lynch.
Amy. Dustin Lynch. I really wanted you to jump in and take it home from him.
Oh, no, that's so embarrassing.
I literally was sitting there going, is it 11 or 12? Who is this Dustin guy?
I didn't know. I was like, a singer named Dustin.
Never. I don't know any.
Know.
She's like, I know none.
Dustin.
She tapped out.
Wow. Sorry. I mean.
I was having to wait. I didn't want to get that wrong. I couldn't remember if I signed
sure
at 11 or 12.
Oh, I was like,
what's your target date for having a record out? Do you have one kind of?
It'll be this year.
You're not done, so just
no,
this year.
No, it'll be this year for sure. Yeah, later this summer probably.
What are you doing musically for the summer? Have you announced it yet? And I just haven't read it?
We start with Florida Georgia Line on the Dig Roots Tour all this spring. And then I don't know if we've announced the summer tour
yet. I know what it is. You haven't announced it, but I know. Why I know. That's why I'm not saying. But it's good.
It's a good one.
It's actually really good.
Yeah,
it's really good.
It's going to be fun.
Well, aren't you fancy?
No, it's not that. I have to be careful and just ask questions.
Yeah, I wish we could say.
We can't.
Well, now I want to know.
I'll tell you. No, you know what? I won't.
I know.
I'll make you sit and bother.
I'll wait.
I'll probably see you out.
Yeah. Please.
Yeah. Don't worry about
Interesting.
It. Don't worry about that.
I'll see you out.
All right,
use context clues.
Dustin Lynch, Seeing Red, that's a jam. Download it. I'm talking red. Good luck. Hope it. This song fulfills all your dreams.
It has already. Trust me.
Perfect. Then don't download it. He's good. He's all good. Dustin, always good to see you, bud.
Love you guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. We're out of here. The
Bobby Bones Show.
Got you good news here. It's Friday. It's time for positivity. Tell me something good starts now.
Tell me something good.
All right, so I'm going to start with this girl. She's 8 years old. She got her allowance, and she goes to the pizza place with her mom. She sees an older couple in their 70s getting out of the car, and they struggle to get out of the car. And she told her mom, I want to send my allowance and buy them lunch. So she walks up to the table and says, I hope you have a nice dinner, and she paid for their meal. She was 8 years old, and she didn't get the... Not that it matters, because at 8, just the thought is amazing.
For sure.
But she spent her own allowance money and went and said, hey, I got this, and she paid for them. These 8-year-olds nowadays are doing things that we didn't do at 8.
True. I never did that at 8.
I never even thought about doing that today.
Didn't even cross my mind.
I was a terrible 8-year-old.
Me too, basically.
Amy?
Well, a disabled Ohio veteran and his wife are getting a brand new house thanks to some local builders and contractors. Now, he's a Purple Heart recipient, served our country multiple tours in Afghanistan, and, you know, he's now disabled. He suffered a major brain injury from an IED. So they're getting a brand new home, and they set it up in a cool way where they're giving him a duplex, so they get to live on one side and then rent out the other side to have income.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, how about that?
That was forward thinking.
Lunchbox?
Ryan Hickman may be the coolest kid in all of America. At 3.5 years old, he started a recycling business. He went to the machine and he got to put bottles and cans in there, and it gave him money. He was like, man, this is awesome. So he went around the neighborhood collecting cans and bottles. In 3.5 years, he's recycled over 200,000 cans and bottles and saved $10,000 for college.
Jeez.
It's legit.
$10,000. Like, if his parents give him access to that money, that won't be there when college comes around. Because 16 happens and 14 happens, but if they locked it away, which I, you know, that's good. But man, how about that? Yeah. I used to collect cans as a kid.
You did?
I'd take them in, and yeah, not for the recycling purposes, just for straight cash,
straight
homie.
Yeah.
I would go.
Just say straight cash, homie.
Yeah. Okay. I would go and fill up bags and take them and be like, how much can I get for this? And they would give me money for it. I wasn't, we didn't know to change the world then.
Right.
Like, we didn't know what peril our earth was in at the time. It was about the money. I bought a Connect 4 game once. That's what I bet. Yeah. I remember exactly what I bought. I went right to Walmart and bought Connect 4.
You didn't buy a family dinner?
Mm-mm. Not nope. Buy a pizza. I should have, though. Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show. Amy handed me a list of the right way to load a dishwasher, which I guess in your house is an issue with your
husband. Yes.
Hun.
He puts things in the wrong place all the time, almost where you're not maximizing its use. When you just like throw stuff in there, you can fit way more. And it's so much easier when you're unloading if you have all the utensils like lined up together. And anyway, he just does it all wrong.
But
and
I think
he puts things in there dirty, dirty, dirty. You got to at least rinse them off.
Amy, what? Your husband is one of the most competent individuals that I've met in my life. Like Air Force Academy. Like,
I know.
Pilot.
You would think he would know how to load a dishwasher.
He knows how to load a dishwasher and how to make a bed and how to iron.
And fold clothes.
And fold clothes. He can do this. Right? He just doesn't want to.
This is him being outsmarting me?
This is him being super confident and being like, I don't want to, so I'm going to do it wrong, because then she's going to be like, I don't want to deal with the extra.
Yeah, but why would he cause friction like that?
It's worth it. Does he have to do the dishwasher anymore?
No, but I kind of like doing the dishes, so. Okay, well, it's the right
Here's
way.
Here's what you do. The right way to load it.
I didn't know there was like a
Boys, is there an issue? Do you guys load the dishwasher?
We load it.
Who's we?
Both me and my wife.
No, Eddie, come on.
What?
Who loads the dishwasher?
Both me and my wife.
Who loads it more? Give me a percentage.
My wife more than I do.
Percentage.
90-10.
No. Oh,
Does she have to go undo how you loaded it and
nope.
rearrange?
Nope.
Really?
She enjoys it when I load it.
After 11 years of marriage, 90-10 still.
Okay, 15-85.
Stop it. Lunchbox percentage.
90-10 easy.
Her?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll put my silverware in the silverware tray, but that's about it.
Number one, rinse before you put in the dishwasher.
Hallelujah.
Correct.
Okay.
Even wash it if you can.
Number two, bowls go toward the center on the top.
Really?
Wow.
Okay. Number three, when you load the knives, put the blades down.
Yep.
Otherwise, people cut their hands grabbing them.
Especially smart. If you have kids.
Number four, alternate spoons and forks up and down, or they're going to get stuck together.
You know, and then the spoons they won't get stuck clean. In the
fork.
Wow.
So if you put a spoon down and a fork up, and a spoon down, they
Genius.
Won't be stuck. I didn't come up with this.
Okay.
But whomever did.
Wow, the dishwasher
people. I was talking to the
paper. Oh, okay, good. Because I was like, I love my dishwasher, but here's the thing about me. I don't have enough dishes for it to make a difference. I live by myself. I have like, probably 4 spoons to my name.
Mm, yes.
And even then, I keep a bunch of plastic, you know?
Yeah.
So I just use it.
Plastic's great.
There's no judgment for me.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead. Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Pensacola, Florida. An 18-year-old woman wanted to take some artistic photos next to a train track, and she wanted to try to get the train in the background as it was going by.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. What are people thinking?
And so she was doing the photo shoot. Oh. Here comes the train, and boom, she gets hit by the train and dragged. But she lived.
I knew she. We don't do stories where people die, mm-hmm. So I feel okay when these are coming. But you can't. You can't.
Yeah.
You can't also walk on train tracks with headphones in. That's like at least once a month. He's like, this story comes to us from North Dakota. A woman put headphones in and was walking on. And I'm like, oh boy, here she is listening to her Coldplay and a train smacks her in the butt.
Who are you trying to sound like?
You.
Nailed it too.
Do you know that you do that with every city that
you
name?
Sing it.
It doesn't matter where it is. You're like,
this story comes from Wichita, Kansas.
Well, I try to make sure people hear their city.
Yeah. What city was that?
Pensacola, Florida.
Now, you sort of said it a little bit normal. You when you're doing the story, you go, this bonehead is brought to you by Pensacola, Florida.
Pensacola, Florida. Do you not know you did that?
No, I didn't notice that.
It's kind of your thing. I don't even think it's a bad thing. It's just kind of your thing.
Yeah, it's definitely part. It's like the bonehead jingle.
Yeah. He jingles the town. This story is from Bismarck, North Dakota.
I'll work on that.
No, don't work on it. We like it.
It's a good thing.
It's your thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
you're known for it.
This bonehead story was brought to you from Pensacola. I messed up.
Right, Bobby Bones Show. Ray, who'd you run into? What celebrities?
I was driving and across the crosswalk was Chris Lane.
Oh, Chris Lane. I got you on fix. I need it. What was he wearing? His little glasses?
Yeah. Skinny pants on.
Yeah.
And his hair all poofed up.
But what's he wearing? His little glasses.
No. Nothing.
I like it. I see Chris Lane. He's always wearing his little glasses.
Little circle glasses.
Yeah. It's like he's bringing the double monocle back. And then your girlfriend saw who?
Lori Morgan.
Lori Morgan.
Wow. She was just walking up. Wow. By herself.
Are you sure it was Lori Morgan?
Yeah.
How do you know?
No, she knows who Lori Morgan is. And she was like, yeah, that's who it is.
And your girlfriend works in the industry.
Yeah, she's on Music Row, so she sees these people all the time.
Oh, man, Lori Morgan. Except for Monday, which was good anyway. Tuesday, I get a little sideways. Wednesday, I feel better just for spite. I think of Lori Morgan, though. You don't think of what song?
Oh, Something in Red.
Yeah, and then I think about when she dated Troy Aikman.
Yeah.
She did?
She did.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Troy Aikman was...
What's that song for him?
He was what?
Troy Aikman was crushing him back in the day, dude. And we didn't even know because we didn't have social media.
That's right.
Like, can you imagine all this story about Michael Jordan? All the gambling, allegedly, and like TMZ women. Oh, my goodness. Like, 90s sports TMZ would have been fantastic. Or 90s, or 60s country music TMZ.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
Man, with the highwaymen out there.
Johnny Cash would have made that side of
Come on.
Like, Harvey Levin, like, Johnny Cash in the news again today.
With his little cup.
Yes.
Talking about Johnny Cash.
Man. Anybody see any celebrities lately? Like randomly. Not work. Anybody famous? Walk around the street.
I saw Ashley Monroe.
Really?
Yeah.
She doesn't even live here.
Well, I saw her.
What? Are you sure?
Yes, I'm 100%. I talked to her.
Oh, well, then yes, you did see her. What is she doing?
I just, like you said, I bumped into her randomly. I don't know what she's doing.
You bump into more people randomly.
Yeah.
You go to the coolest places. Like,
she's
Amy
super
saw,
sweet.
Oh, she's one of the nice people.
Yeah.
Amy saw Ashley Monroe,
mm-hmm.
Miranda Lambert,
mm-hmm.
Kelsey
mm-hmm.
Ballerini,
mm-hmm.
bumping into them. Who did she see at this? Jake? No, who?
Oh, I saw Brett Eldridge at the grocery store.
Brett Eldridge?
Wow.
Like, where are you hanging out?
Man.
The streets, man. I don't know. The grocery store?
The streets?
No, I don't know how to really, not anywhere cool. Just running into people.
We made these playlists for our iHeartRadio app. And Lunchbox is called, what's Lunchbox's name? Because it's so weird.
It's called Love, .. It's complicated.
Okay, I was looking at all of our playlists, and I was like, why'd you name yours that?
I thought it was a different spin on love because love is hard. It's not easy, and so there's breakup songs because you're in love with someone and you want them back, but you know it's bad for you. But and then there's also you're still in love with someone.
It sounds like a personal thing. Like
I just thought it was a different angle of just instead of straight. Oh, love is beautiful. No, love. It's complicated because it really is.
Well, we have these songs, and if you have the iHeartRadio app, and let's say you go iHeartRadio All Access, you can have our playlist and you can see them. Yeah, mine's called Love Songs, Happy and Sad. So it's just straight up the happy love songs and the sad love songs. But it's complicated. It seemed personal.
I just thought it was a good twist on things.
What was yours called, Amy?
I didn't give mine a name, really. Maybe did somebody else name it? Something with a little flair, because mine was just V-Day playlist.
So just listen to it on the day?
Love Mix. I should come up with something.
Ed, did you have one?
Yeah, mine was called Country Lovin'.
No, that's a good one.
Country Lovin'. Yeah, that's a good one. Okay. The Bobby Bones Show. All right, so today's February 10th. It's actually the day Brett Young's album comes out, and he's in the building doing some press stuff. And so I grabbed him real quick. Today's a big day, dude. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Exciting day.
You woke up today, you felt blank.
I woke up today, and I felt anxious.
Oh.
At what?
It just, it's scary sharing new music. You hope everybody receives it the way you hoped when you wrote it.
Sleep Without You is awesome. In case you did, that song's blowing up now too. I know you have like 100 things to do today, but Brett Young is like one of our people, and just wanted to pull you in real quick and say, everybody's listening right now, today Brett Young's album is out, and you should check it out.
Thank you so much.
You like that?
Yeah, that's great.
I haven't listened to it yet. I'm going to today.
Awesome.
I put in my schedule, listen to all of Brett Young's record.
Bobby like listens that. To it with the people.
Yeah, I don't listen to stuff new. Even your label's like, hey, listen to it. And I was like, I refuse. You know why? I'm a mop. You know what that means?
What does that mean?
Man of the people. Brett Young, his album is out today. I'll let you go do your thing. Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you so much.
Check it out. It's called Brett Young.
In case
you're wondering.
In case you didn't know.
All right. Everybody, check out Brett Young's album. It's out today. Little Big Town will be in next hour. And so the rule around this show is that if you're sick,
you don't come in.
You don't come in. And it's because I don't want you spreading it around to other people. And that's it, because one takes down two, takes down three. Now, here's the issue, is that Eddie has a whole family full of sick people. Eddie's our producer.
Yeah.
You have two kids and a wife.
And they all tested positive for strep throat.
No.
All three of them.
What are you doing here?
Now, I'm feeling healthy.
Did you test?
I did not.
Okay, why didn't you test?
I didn't have any symptoms like them.
But you know, sometimes you have the symptoms whenever you test positive. Like, the culture happens before you get them.
Oh, they've been sick for a while.
Oh.
So, have you been taking care of them?
I've been cooking for them, but I'm not like touching them or anything. They kind of get their feelings hurt because like they're like, all right, I'm going to bed. Good night. Kiss. I'm like, go. Good night. Have fun.
What's the rule on family sick?
I don't know. I mean, I was recently supposed to be hanging out with my dad and he got the flu and I had to say, can't come see you. Because even the doctor was like, your dad tested positive for the flu. He will be contagious for 48 hours. And I was like, OK, love you, dad. But can't. Bobby will get mad at me.
If I get strep.
Yeah.
Because of your kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. My life's over.
It's over.
Dang. That's how you got to think. That's how you have to approach life, Eddie.
Everything.
Because if Bobby gets strep, it's done.
Yeah.
Because we're off the air. If anybody else gets sick, show goes on. If I get sick, we're all out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm not touching you.
And then the ratings go down because we don't do a show. And then we all lose our jobs. And then we're all back to doing our first careers.
And then
careers.
Your kids don't eat.
Yeah. Right.
No, and I get that. It's just, I'm just a little selfish because I love to work and I love being here. But man, that rule's tough.
Two out of three couples are on the rocks after their first child.
Oh, okay.
Let's go to Eddie, who has kids.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. That just rocks your world. A child, another responsibility that you just have no experience on and you just don't know what you're doing. Yeah, that definitely tests your marriage.
Researchers say that couples, like almost 70% of them, it goes hardcore, not good after the first kid.
Mm-hmm.
But that a decade later, everything can be back. But you got to wait a decade, basically, for it to bounce back.
Yeah, mine was like a good solid 3 years where it was like, man, I don't know if we're going to get through this. And then finally, we're just like, we saw a light at the end of the tunnel, a neon one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Wow, yeah, a neon light.
Yeah, and it worked.
So you agree? It's just it's like a lightning bolt in the middle. It's like must take care of the lightning bolt and not about each other anymore.
100. That's exactly what it is, and it's bizarre because you just don't like I said, you don't know what you're doing. You have no experience, and then everyone tries to give you advice, and that's great, but you're not really going to know what to do unless you learn it yourself.
But what advice would you give?
That's what I'm saying. I can't give advice other than just hang on. It's going to get better. Like, it's not the end of the world.
Well, that's advice, yeah.
Like, just, it's going to get better.
Oh, no. So when my adopted kids arrive, my husband and I, our world is going to be rocked.
I think it's going to be different for you two. One, because you're not together as much.
Me and my husband?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your jobs are different and he travels. Two, you're going to have help. And a lot of these families don't have help.
Yeah, but we also have two kids.
And three, they're going to be older.
And they're not going to be babies.
Oh, okay, so they're not going to be waking.
That's
not
helpful.
Yeah, I'm into this whole adoption
thing. And it's going to get better.
Yeah, and
there's neon light.
There you go. I know you're going to get it. Hey, Friday morning. According to scientists, there are 35 different types of these. What's that? According to scientists, there are 35 different types of these. This just came out yesterday. 35 different types of things. All right, Eddie's writing his answer down.
I mean, this is
also broad. Our phone number is 877-77-BOBBY. Your prize today, I guess, one more day because I haven't taken them home. You will get a copy of Bare Bones, my book in paperback, which comes out Tuesday. And I will sign it if you want. Or you can have a shout out on the radio if you don't want the book. You get to pick.
Which he totally understands if you don't want the book.
I completely get it.
Yeah.
But luckily, on Amazon right now, it's only $10. It's $5 off right now if you order it on Amazon. It comes out Tuesday. Okay, 35 of these. Amy.
Bed bugs.
Ugh.
Bed
bugs.
This was so easy.
Go ahead.
Stars.
Oh. Eddie.
Airborne viruses. There's probably way more than that.
Scientists say there are 35 types of these. Call us 877-77-BOBBY. Hey, by the way, nobody got it. All right?
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
All right, so never going to get it. Here you go. According to scientists, oddly, there are 35 different types of these. Kylie in Tallahassee, Florida, take a shot here.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you got?
Parasites.
Oh.
Ooh, good one.
It is not parasites. I did finish my parasite medicine, though. Mm-hmm. I was on it for 15 days, and it was intense. It was two pills every meal, and there were big horse pills, too, that were like, ugh, and they wouldn't go all the way down. And then it was like drops underneath your tongue that tastes like poop water. It was terrible.
All for a parasite you're not even sure you had.
I don't think I had one, but just in case. There could be 35 of them. Who
35
knows?
Different kinds, yeah.
That's not the answer, though. Kathy in Florida, take your guess here.
Eye colors.
No, that's not it.
Well, so crazy, I had that written down.
Did you?
Yeah.
So you're incorrect, too.
No,
sorry about that.
I had that written down. That's not what I was going to go with.
What are your eye color? What's your eye color?
Hazel.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah.
Do you know your husband's eye color?
Yeah, like blue.
You don't say that with much like confidence.
Because I want to say sometimes they turn a little gray, but he refuses to believe that. They're blue.
Lunchbox, your eye color?
Blue or green, depending on what I wear.
So you're like a chameleon.
You're Hazel.
Yeah, that's what it's called, Hazel.
Yeah.
Your wife?
I believe brown, but if I had to bet my house on it, I would have no idea.
What?
You just
weird.
Not bet?
Yeah, I would just pass.
Eddie?
Dark brown for me.
Okay, let me ask a question.
Yeah.
Being Hispanic, are they mostly dark brown?
They're just dark brown.
I don't have any Hispanic friends that have light blue eyes.
Okay, yeah, like my whole family, yes. All brown. And same color.
That's my question.
Yes.
Like a bunch of my Mexican friends don't have light eyes.
I mean, once in a while you'll get some, but no.
Dang, dude.
But what it's about weirdly, your wife?
My wife's for sure blue, 100%. Like, it's weird that you all don't know.
None of us are saying with it. Betty's like, my wife is
like,
for sure 100%.
I've looked at her in the eyes before.
But Eddie's wife is like the most fair, complected, blonde.
Yeah.
Like, she could be from Sweden.
It blonde hair, blue eyes.
And be like, look at Eddie's Swedish wife. Hey, you've been open egging, egging.
You should see when she walks around town with my kids. Like, she's
people
like,
people think,
okay, where did you get those kids from?
And just like my husband.
There are 35 different types of these. You're on the air, Josh in Palm Beach. Hey, buddy.
Hey, bud.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I think there's 35 different types of personalities.
Ah.
Whoa.
That's not the answer. Who saw that movie Split? Mike D? And it's an M. Night Shyamalan movie where the person has all of these personalities. Morgan, you see it too?
Yeah, I saw it.
You didn't like it?
I didn't. Like, it just didn't blow my hair back like I thought it was going to.
Excuse me?
It didn't blow my hair back.
Who says that?
I don't know.
Like she's riding a fast car.
My girlfriend uses terms, too. And the other night, she was like, man, she was like, that's just water under the bed. And I was like, that's not a term.
Mm-hmm.
It's water under the bridge.
Or she fell off the what?
And then she was like, I must have fall off my rocking chair. And I was like, no, fell off your rocker. That means you're crazy.
Or the wagon.
Yeah, or that's what she meant. She fell off the wagon.
Yeah.
She's like, she just
the rocker.
Everything's just a little different for her. But
that's okay. I kind of like it.
I mean, when she says it, doesn't blow my hair back or anything.
I know.
Right,
I like
Morgan?
It, Morgan.
Exactly.
All right. Split is the guy that did Signs and
M. Night Shyamalan.
I See Dead People. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That guy made a good movie in a while.
Sixth Sense, yeah.
That one. Yeah. All right, back around the room here. 35 types of these, Amy.
Cats.
Cat. Oh, Lunchbox, go ahead.
Oh,
mold.
Eddie, go ahead.
Mushrooms.
No. All right, let's go over. Hey, Amanda in Charleston, South Carolina. How are you?
I'm good. How are all y'all?
We are really good this morning. It's a Friday. Like, we're feeling good. What you got for us?
The flu virus.
Ah, 35 types of flu. No, that's not it. Thank you for calling, though. Let's go to Josh. Josh in Georgia. You're up, buddy.
Hey, what's going on?
Man, doing the thing. I got prizes here. Multiple prizes now if you win.
I want to say snowflakes.
He says 35 types of snowflakes. How do we feel about that group?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You
did
say yeah.
Scientists study that?
Yeah. The answer is snowflakes.
Wow.
Yep. Congratulations, Josh.
Appreciate it.
Now I'm going to give you a Tate's Bake Shop. Lots of love tray with cookies and baskets. And I mean, it's going to be crazy. You're going to love Tate's Bake Shop cookies. And I'm going to give you a copy of Bare Bones, my book that comes out Tuesday. And I'll sign it for you if you want it. And you get all those awesome prizes, okay?
Yeah, the book is definitely what I was looking forward to.
Are you kidding? Are you being facetious because you don't really want it?
No, I have my own copy, but I would love a signed copy.
You got it, buddy. I'll sign it for you. To Jacob, right?
Josh.
Will you accept the Jacob book, though? I already signed it for someone named Jacob, but I'm just trying to get it out there.
Hey, that's fine.
I'm just kidding, Josh. No. I'll sign it for you. All right, buddy. All right. See, hold on. Don't hang up. Yeah, my book comes out Tuesday. You can pre-order it now on Amazon for $5 cheaper.
That's
cool. Called Bare Bones.
He wanted it.
Yeah.
The book.
I know. Surprising.
And the cookies are awesome.
Yeah. Cookie Gate update later. And if you miss Cookie Gate update, go to iHeartRadio because there's been an anonymous tip about who stole all the cookies from the room. Because we had like this $200 basket of cookies for a gift.
Mm-hmm.
We had to get another one, that one. But someone stole the cookies from the cookie jar. They did the most popular Girl Scout cookies in every state. In Texas, it was Samoa's. In Tennessee, it was Thin Mint. In Arkansas, it was Thin Mint. Mostly, it's Samoa's or Thin Mint in every state.
And I would agree with that.
I'm a Thin Mint guy.
Mm-hmm.
I could eat a box, no problem.
Yeah.
Whole thing.
Mm-hmm. I could eat a sleeve.
What's your favorite cookie?
Oh, Thin Mints. Sorry.
Anybody not a Thin Minter?
Yeah.
Lunchbox?
I like the peanut butter ones without the chocolate.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know what they're called, but they're just like a graham cracker, peanut butter graham cracker or whatever. They're delicious. Or shortbread, which is nothing on them. Oh, so good.
I like those too, but I just can't go favorite.
Yeah,
and shortbread.
Me
ooh, that's mine, shortbread.
Really?
Ooh, with a glass of milk. In a dirty glass.
Wow.
Yeah. So good.
In a dirty glass.
In a dirty glass.
What's that from?
I don't know. It's just what, you know, like.
But why is that?
Like that means like you're manly.
No, but what does that mean? Because on the rocks means ice.
Yeah.
Oh, like a dirty martini?
Like, you know.
Yeah.
Olives?
Dirty glass just means like just dirty glass.
No, I don't think it actually means.
Oh, you think it's like salty rim or something?
Something. I don't think it means like it didn't come out of the dishwasher.
Oh, that's what I always
thought. Well, someone Googled dirty glass.
Oh, no.
I did.
No, I'm not Googling that.
I think you think that there's a dirty glass, but really it's neat and clean is how people order things. Like neat means no ice.
Okay.
You're thinking of dirty martini.
That's what I just said.
Okay.
Earlier, 2 seconds ago.
Go ahead.
First thing I Google is in a dirty glass, and it says it's in a lot of old westerns when cowboys would go up to the bar and they'd be like, "Give me a shot of whiskey in a dirty glass."
Yeah.
Then people don't say that anymore.
No.
Just back in the day.
You've been watching
too much Jimmy Westerns.
John Wayne movies.
There you go.
Oh, boy. Over to Amy now with the skinny. Here we go.
Bobby Bone Show.
Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30-second skinny.
So did you see Nicole Kidman on Ellen? And she mentioned that Keith Urban didn't call her for 4 months. She had the biggest crush on him. And he wasn't as interested at first because, yeah, like I said, it took him 4 months to finally call her.
I wonder why.
We need to ask him. What, dude? Why 4 months to call Nicole Kidman? Maybe he was nervous.
But here's the thing, too.
Or busy.
He's a pretty desirable guy.
Yeah.
Like, it's not all just with her. Like, maybe he had something going on, too.
Okay.
I mean, we can't act like he's a big pile of dirt. Like, Keith Urban's pretty beautiful himself.
True.
I'm just saying.
All right.
What else?
You got some movies out today.
I call them.
50 Shades Darker, 9% positive, so the ratings have actually gone down since yesterday.
Yeah.
John Wick, Chapter 2,
that
the movie with Keanu Reeves.
Awesome. It's going to get terrible ratings, but it looks awesome.
No, 89% positive.
Are you kidding?
On Rotten Tomatoes. I'm not kidding.
That John Wick 1 is, if you like just stupid fight movies, like, like they come in and John Wick 1, they kill his dog. and they like beat him up, and he's like, I gotta return, and he goes and just beats everybody up. It's amazing for what it is. And cool. Keanu Reeves to me is awesome. I love that dude.
Mm-hmm.
You ever see the YouTube video where he gives up his seat on the subway?
No.
And he doesn't know he's being filmed.
No, that's so awesome.
It's called like Nice Guy Keanu.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool.
You also have the Lego Batman movie in theaters today, 92% positive.
Which would be weirder to go to alone?
Okay.
Tonight, okay? 50 Shades Darker or Lego Movie? You have to go to one by yourself. If Lunchbox has to go to one by himself.
50 Shades Darker.
Oh, Lego Movie though, like you have no kids with you?
Okay. I still say Lunchbox showing up by himself to 50 Shades Darker is creepier. Sorry.
I'm going to vote Lego Lunchbox because it's an adult. You're the hairiest, scariest man in show business.
That's true.
Correct.
And so you have no kids with you.
It'd definitely be Lego, I think, but I don't think it's creepy to go see 50 Shades
Darker by yourself.
Yeah, I don't think that's creepy.
Okay. Eddie, do it.
50 Shades Darker, yeah. For sure. Lego, there are people that like animated movies.
Yes.
Not adult man, the hairiest, scariest man show business by himself.
Maybe not Lunchbox.
That's what I'm saying.
Most adults can, at one point in their life, were into Legos and Batman.
Right.
And it's like,
and they go with a friend. Because okay. There are a bunch of kids around. How am I the only one that feels this way?
I know.
They both are creepy, though.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
There was a new scandal on last night. I'm so far behind. And I'm flying to Sacramento today.
Ooh, you gonna catch up?
Well, it's a long flight because I got to go to Denver and then lay over and then go to Sacramento.
You're gonna love it because you're seeing the premiere, the season premiere,
yeah.
And then the one after that, and then you'll have last night. So you've got three in the bag.
How was Nashville last night?
It was really good. It was really good. I liked it a lot.
It's not up on iTunes yet.
Is it not?
No.
Well, that's weird.
Son of a...
No. Biscuit.
I wanted to download it. Nashville was good. So wait, and then you had on the after show.
Yeah, I did Nash Chat afterwards.
Scarlett.
Mm-hmm. Claire Bowen, she was on. And JT Hodges was musical guest. And Claire's super cool. Like, she's really soft-spoken. So
very soft-spoken and very sweet.
Last week we had Chip, and he was like, he's awesome. And then Claire is just like very soft-spoken and sweet. But it was really cool to have her on.
You feel like you're getting into your groove on that show? Like, you're comfortable now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not as going into it as, you know, nervous, I guess
you
could say.
Listen, I look at you and I'm like, that's a sweet lady doing a show.
Don't say that.
What?
Sweet lady. I know what you're doing and don't do it. I don't get it.
I'm like, that right there is a sweet lady doing a nice show right there.
Right.
That's what I say about you.
Okay.
Yeah, like someone's like, who's that girl? I was like, that's my sweet lady friend, Amy.
Can we talk about this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Because
they don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah. So my husband was talking about someone, a girl who's my age, and he called her a sweet lady. And it just totally threw me for a loop, and I did not, and I was like, wait, you know she's my age, right? Well, first of all, I just don't picture my husband calling anybody a sweet lady unless, I don't know, maybe she's like elderly or something. And so I was like, you use the word lady? Like, I don't get that. And he's like, well, I feel weird calling her sweet girl or
don't
sweet
call her
woman.
Sweet. A girl, a woman.
Well, he was trying to imply she's really sweet. And he was like, well, she's a sweet lady.
She's
and
a
I'm
really
like,
nice girl. Like, you switch them up.
Yes. Yeah. Thank
she's,
you.
She's a really nice girl.
But he could not
yeah, lady
see why
sounds
I
older.
Felt weird about it.
I think you're very, like right now, you're being a very sweet lady about the whole thing.
I know.
That I wouldn't.
So I'm right, right?
I don't think there's a right or wrong.
Neither is.
In relationships, what I've learned is sometimes...
No, I'll take this to my husband. I'll be like, Judge Common Sense says...
I think nice girl would work.
There you go.
A girl makes you feel younger.
Yeah. I'm young because she's my age.
Do you miss your husband?
Yeah.
Do you? My girlfriend will not let the thing go about missing her.
Oh.
Every time she's like, maybe we should just talk less on she would rather me miss her than actually talk to her more every day, I think.
So she wants to cut back communication
yes.
so that you will
yes.
have time to miss her.
And she was like, why don't we just not talk and see what the how many days until you do say you miss me?
Dang.
And I'm like, wait a minute. I don't like being a part of a science experiment. I'm not a lab rat. All I said was, you were gone for like 4 days. We'd been together for like 3 weeks up until then.
Mm-hmm.
She said, do you miss me? Did you miss me? I said, no. Because we weren't together we weren't apart that long. And
your
secondly,
Lindsay take was full.
And secondly, not only that, we talked every day, like four times a day on FaceTime.
Wow, that's a lot.
I know. And do I like being around you more than not? Absolutely. but I was very busy. And I said, no, honestly, I can't say I missed you. And she will not let it go.
Can you say that you tried to stay busy so you wouldn't miss her?
No, I stayed busy because I had shows to do. Okay. I had to write jokes and go on stage and make people laugh because they bought tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I do meet and greets and I travel.
So y'all are going to talk less. Let us know how that goes.
No, this is a dumb idea. I told her this is a dumb idea.
What if you try to call her and she ignores your FaceTime?
She won't.
Oh.
I'll FaceTime her right now.
Okay, do it. See what happens.
Okay. I bet you she answers.
Man, that'd be so awesome.
This lady knows what's good for her.
This lady. She's a sweet lady. She'll probably answer.
Hold on. I should call her on the phone, but I'll FaceTime.
No, FaceTime.
She's in Canada opening for Paisley right now, so it's like, I don't even know what time it is there. I mean, she could be at the gym.
Is there a big difference between us and Canada?
They're on super East Coast time where she is.
I don't know.
What's because there's East Coast time and then it goes even further east.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like 2 hour difference. It's
oh,
like,
okay.
So she's not answering, probably just to prove
a point.
Don't yeah, answer. Sure. It's a connection thing.
Yeah. We probably don't have a good America. Canada.
Oh, she didn't answer.
It said unavailable.
Oh, she's unavailable. Uh oh, she's already doing that thing where she's trying to get you to miss her.
You know what? I miss her. She didn't answer. Whatever.
I wonder if that will work.
What?
Hmm.
Like,
should I make myself more desirable to my husband by missing phone calls and stuff?
Guys,
oh, great. She's calling back.
I got a FaceTime here.
Uh-oh.
Allow me to answer her, please.
Hey, ignore it.
Say, hey, lady.
All right.
Send a message.
Hold on. We're trying to connect. She must be in a bad spot. She's like in an igloo or something. They're in the middle of a huge snowstorm up there, like Boston, like that nor'eastern.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
They think it's just connecting. It won't connect all the way.
Oh, now she's like, oh, great. He ignored my call.
Yep.
Now you're going to be in this game where you're ignoring each other, but you really want to talk.
I don't play games.
Do you not?
Yes, I mean, everybody plays a little bit of games, but not really. I don't have time.
Mm.
I'm busy.
But you sort of just admitted to playing games because you blamed it on everybody.
Not really. I try to call her.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey, do you miss me?
I do miss you. Do you miss me?
Yep. Can't get enough of missing you.
Nope.
We're just talking about how
not capable of missing people.
Relax, Amy. I'm talking to my girlfriend on private conversation over here.
It's not private.
Yes, it is. Relax.
Okay.
We're on the air right now, by the way. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. How was the show last night? Good?
Good.
Yeah.
It was so late / early. We're like in super Eastern time.
I told you.
I had no idea super Eastern time existed.
Yes, it's like Eastern, then another hour over.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's not the technical term for it, but
I told them
it's out there.
That you're relentless about me and then missing you thing. Like, you always bring it up as a joke, so that must mean you're serious about it in real life.
I mean, yeah, I think every joke has a little bit of seriousness, but I think it's funny every time. I'm like, you missing?
And now I say, yep, every time. Sometimes we'll disconnect and I'll reconnect and go, hey, I missed you.
People often use humor to cover up pain.
Yes, very, very true.
Anyway, so I walked into a bar, right? It's me, a priest. All right.
And a mushroom.
How's that Brad Paisley guy? Is he good? You think the guy's pretty good? Is he going to make it or what?
Yeah, I think he's going to make it. I think he has a pretty good shot.
All right.
It's like a guitar masterclass every night.
Well, I will let you get back to... It's a snowstorm up there, right?
Yeah, we're in the middle of like a crazy snowstorm. The same one that hit Boston went all the way up the East Coast. So, yeah, we have to drive through it today.
It made it super east.
You know what they call that?
What?
Super snowstorm?
A nor'eastern.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Somebody told me that last night. How did you know that?
Because one of the things that I like to study is weather patterns.
He's a meteorologist.
Duh.
True.
Hey, do you know what color my eyes are?
Hazel.
Okay, cool. All right.
What color are hers?
I gotta go. Bye.
Oh, boy.
Bobby.
I gotta hit the song.
Do you for real not know?
I know everything about. I know all that. Leave me alone. I know stuff. I think her cell phone minutes are running out, so I had to...
It's thoughtful of you.
She ended it. Yeah. Just a few minutes away from... Little Big Town being in the studio. On Sunday, they're going to do the Bee Gees Grammy tribute. And they got a record coming out soon, so we always like Little Big Town. So Little Big Town in a bit. So that'll be fun. The Grammys are going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The Best New Artist is an interesting award because it's all formats, but it's the first time ever two country artists have been in.
Really cool.
Yeah, so, I mean, the Chainsmokers, Anderson Paak, Chance the Rapper, Kelsey Ballerini, and Maren Morris. Mm-hmm. And it'll be interesting to see who wins that thing.
Yeah.
And you hope it's one of ours.
I know. I do. I hope it is.
And you
for
don't
sure,
want. The, I you'd like for it to be a tie yeah. between our two.
Can
like,
that happen?
I don't know. But it's like, well, oh, we have a tie, and then they announce our two people, and then they go up, and the format wins. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yes.
The worst thing that can happen is the Chainsmokers win.
I agree.
Then it's more songs like that. Mm. In the backseat of my Rover, eating lunch up with the Grover. Then the Big Bird comes by Rover. With me, and then we get some iced tea. And it's just like, come on!
Grover.
Where are they? Do you remember Grover on Sesame Street?
Of course I do.
The little blue thing?
Yes.
Do kids even watch Sesame Street anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw Lunchbox was watching The Wire. You're done, right?
Done.
I never watched it, but everyone said it was fantastic.
You would love it. It is just so awesome, and it's only 5 seasons.
Is it outdated, though, now?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. Like, these cell phones they use are flip phones.
Yeah.
And so you're like, oh, that's kind of funny. But still, it is must-see TV.
Do you like how it ended? I have no idea.
Yeah, they wrapped it up great.
They did. What's the most sad TV finale you guys ever saw? Like, looking back, you're like, oh, what kind of wish? Because I remember watching Roseanne, and it turns out that in the middle of that show, Dan died of a heart attack, but they never addressed it till the very last episode.
Right.
Where you find out she just wrote her happy ending, and that's what we watched. Mm. They won the lottery. And so that one, and then the Wonder Years, if you watch the Wonder Years, where Kevin and Winnie Cooper finally get back together years later, and it's like, yeah, and Winnie was there, and she's with her husband, and it's like, oh!
Yeah, I do remember
went
that.
Went through all that! So of all the finales, like which one made, it didn't have to be like a sad one, but which one made you the most sad at how it ended? Amy?
I feel like this is my go-to all the time, but Friends, because it was ending. I didn't want it to end.
I thought the Friends ending was so good.
Yeah, it's good, but it's sad.
It was so good. I thought Seinfeld was stupid.
The jail?
But it was perfect.
Yeah.
Because it was so stupid. It made no sense. It was perfect.
Just Seinfeld.
Lunchbox?
Makes sense.
I was going to say Seinfeld. Like, I thought it was stupid. I mean, I know
were you let down by it, though? That's what I'm saying. Like, not that the show was over, but were you let down by how it wrapped up?
Oh.
I was let down by it. I was like, I was expecting some awesome wrap it up, you know, and it was just like, oh, really? That's how you're going to end this? But
looking back now, though, don't you go,
that's... It's kind of smart.
Yeah, because, like...
Because
like
the show is about nothing, so...
The ending was
the
like...
The ending was about, you know, it kind of hit it.
Eddie?
I remember when Cheers, like, ended. I don't really... I remember feeling sad, and I don't remember what it was.
I'll tell you why. Do you know what happened?
They shut the bar down.
No, they didn't. He shows up back at the bar. He left Diane and came back to the bar. He thought they were going to be together.
Oh, no.
And then he shows back at the bar. He's like, all right, here we go.
Crazy. It's on Netflix now, so if you want to go watch it, you can.
I love TV. Like old TV. Oh, my goodness. Little Big Town's here. They're coming in.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah, bring them in. We'll get them ready before they go on.
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
All right, Little Big Town in the studio now. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
What's up, gang?
It's good to see everybody.
You too.
Let's see.
Your hair looks really extra cute today.
Oh.
Well.
Kimberly, hey.
How we veered
it's
off
that,
topic
it's
already.
It's like a sexy bedhead.
Yeah, it is.
Stop it.
Rolling around in the beds.
Roll and go.
Roll down into the office.
Stop it. Tell me more. So you guys are doing the Staying Alive Bee Gees Grammy thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what is that?
It's a tribute to the music. I think it's 40 years of the celebration of that record that came out with the movie. Mm-hmm. So, and it's a tribute to the Bee Gees. And there's a lot of amazing people on it. Like Keith is doing it. I don't know what he's singing. Celine Dion and Ed Sheeran. I mean, a ton of people. And are we allowed to say what we're singing?
How deep is your love? Oh, yeah.
You can say it.
Put it on Jimmy. He's there.
I said
how deep
it.
Is your love?
Yeah.
Is your love?
Yeah. Yeah. So who does the berry? Who's the high part? That's a
serious... Yeah, it's a throw up between throw up.
A throw up.
It's
between,
a
I mean, Philip can do it. Jimmy can do it. I'm probably the only one that can't.
We're going to weave all the vocals together. It's going to be fun.
So you're harmonizing all the parts instead of chasing that one high.
There's such beautiful, like...
So many notes.
So many notes in that, the way they arranged it. So we're working with Ricky Minor and incredible band out there. And yeah, we'll see how it goes. It's going to be fun.
Do you guys feel pressure? And really, like, be humans here, too. Again, win these awards... Because, again, the ACMs come up, CMAs come up. Is there pressure to repeat? I've never thought about it that way. Is there disappointment when you don't?
We've had too much good fortune to be disappointed about anything. I mean, I'm being honest.
I'm being honest. It's
fun to
really
win.
We don't talk about it that much until we get there, and it's like, you know, like hours before we're like, oh man, I don't know what's going to happen here.
I think we don't want to jinx it or something. Yeah. It's like we're like, hey, trust the universe. Whatever.
We've been there and sat a lot and didn't get anything.
We were the Susan Lucci. We were the Susan Lucci of award shows for a long time. And then it changed. But there's so much good music out. I mean, it can change in a heartbeat. So it's like we've had a lot of good fortune.
So you have Better Man, which, by the way, when you got the song, did you think Pearl Jam? Because whenever I see Better Man, can't find a better man. Just growing up in that
era. We did that all at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Like, so you get Better Man, you see the title, and obviously the story's out now. Taylor sent you guys the song because she wrote it and sent it over to you. How long between when you got the song and heard it before you actually go into the studio? Because you got to keep that lock unlocked too, right?
Yeah. It was a few months.
A couple of months maybe.
We were out on tour with Luke and Dustin, and we were having like late night, you know, parties after the show and listening. Everybody was making new music, and so we were like constantly listening to songs together. And that was one, I mean, they knew that she wrote it, but that was kind of it. It was just like the inner circle of living with songs, and it just sounded so much, I don't know, just so honest and like a big old hit, and we just could not stop singing it.
Yeah.
So,
did she sing the demo?
Yeah, so it was like a little work tape. Yeah.
In your, like an iPhone work tape or like a one step above where they actually bring in and mix?
It was like a little demo. What? You know, it was
man,
like,
you could, man, that's a treat right there. Whoever has that, that's the treat. Yeah, you don't have that? No?
We can't say.
Dang. I mean, email.
That's the treat. Yeah. I'll give you guys my email address. So let's talk about this for a second. The Breaker comes out February 24th, and congratulations on Better Man and the success of the song.
Thank you so much.
Like, you guys are in stride now. It's cool.
It's fun.
I mean, like,
fun.
You're actually in the pocket right now, and you know, from bouncing in and out of the pocket, and now you're just in the pocket. So
it's a lot more fun here.
Yeah. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Little Big Town, they're playing our iHeart Country Festival on May the 6th, and so we'll see you guys there, too.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. All right, Little Big Town, thank you guys for hanging out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to see y'all.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I love my sleep number bed. I think sleep's very important to all of us. Sometimes we don't pay it enough attention, but if you sleep better, your life is just better. Like, sleep is the first step in a healthier life. And for me, I wake up at 3 a.m, so I may have different uses for my bed than you do, but it's the time of year where you may be tempted to go get a bed and use the same old mattress store and look for the same old bed. I would say don't do that. I would say that, let me tell you about Sleep Number. It lets you choose your ideal comfort on each side. There's a Sleep Number. So if you're a couple, boom. Me, I have a Sleep Number just for me. You know, I'm a 30. Optional Sleep IQ technology inside tracks your sleep, gives you personal insights. You see how life affects your sleep and how sleeping can affect your life. My setting's 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was in the 90s. There's never been a better time to visit a Sleep Number store. Save 50% on a limited edition bed during the Ultimate Sleep Number event. Plus, Queen C2 mattresses, $599.99. 500 Sleep Number stores around the nation. Find one near you by calling 800-NEXT-BED. Tell them you heard it here.
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Funeral directors are warning mourners to stop taking selfies next to caskets. And that alone is weird.
Yeah,
right? Like, hey,
for sure.
In my opinion, it's weird. But it goes one step further, because what people are doing is they're taking Snapchat and they're doing face swaps.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
People, who does that?
They're doing face swaps with the people that are dead.
I'm sort of speechless. Like,
a trend has started where people use Snapchat's face swap feature to take selfies with lost ones at funerals. They've now implemented strict rules to stop. It swept social media.
I don't even understand that. Would anybody in this room face swap?
No, but a little bit. It's so ridiculous and so terrible and so awful. that it's like, who thinks of this? And then you laugh and whoever thinks of this. Like, come on, because everybody thinks. It's not, like, as long as it happened to us, it's kind of funny. Like, right, really? I mean, come on. Come on, people. A little bit. It's fun. Like, look at everybody. Look at Ray smiling, my producer. Look at Eddie smiling. Amy wants a smile. Look at her.
Okay, okay.
She's smiling. Well, it's not funny,
what
but
if the deceased person was into face swapping and it's like a
that's not.
A
now,
tribute.
Now you're just getting crazy.
A tribute swap.
Here, let me do this. There's a spaghetti dinner that sparked a whole fight because the spaghetti dinner was just okay.
Officers were called to an apartment on Kimberly Drive for a domestic disturbance. Now, when they arrived, a man who lived there told police he had been assaulted by his girlfriend. According to court paperwork, the alleged victim stated that Eklund made him a spaghetti dinner and asked him how it was. He told her that it was okay, at which time he said Eklund went bipolar on him, quote.
Yeah. She went off.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. So, cops, 911.
Oh, no.
I guess you better say, I had a good spaghetti.
Always. Yummy.
It's always good.
That's some good pasta. Honey is running down the wall of this home in Texas because there are so many bees.
It's coming in from the ceiling down to the walls, and I'm mopping it up and mopping the walls. It's all over the curtains here. Just honey, they're probably ruined. It's all down this wall and coming down. And when I looked, it's going to other walls and coming through other places. And you can see it's
50,000 bees were found in her house when
she
they
to bottle that stuff up.
She needs to get out of the house before she gets attacked. Like that. You ever seen My Girl?
Yes, that's really sad.
Girl. Yeah,
with Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, dude. Mm. I didn't think that, that movie. Mm-hmm. You get stung.
I'd be up in my curtains with a knife.
I wouldn't
be
there. I'd be at the Motel 6, like hanging out. Like I'll wait till the bees are out.
Okay.
If you go to BobbyBones.com, the Washington Post did an article on the show I do for my house called The Bobby Cast with artists, and I really like the article. But it's up at BobbyBones.com. Cool. Here, this was written. Episodes noted Kelsey Ballerini, Preston from Low Cash, Lee Thomas Miller, Lauren Elena, Maren Morris. They talk about all these interviews and how it's like the one place where artists and songwriters can go and like just talk for an hour or so. Mm-hmm. So that's up at BobbyBones.com if you want to read it. Pretty proud of that. The Bobby Bones
Show. Let's go.
We had this big bag of cookies and it was supposed to be given away as a prize. And so Matt Overton, who's been working with the show. Hey, Matt, come up to the microphone for a second. Matt Overton plays for the Colts. And on this day when these cookies were stolen, you were here.
Now,
some people have put the blame on you. Did you open the cookies and steal the cookies?
I don't remember. It was really early in the morning.
You don't remember.
No.
Uh-oh. Was it you?
5 a.m. is a blur to me, man.
But did you open the basket and take the
cookies? I don't know. I blacked out. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. I feel like maybe he did.
I wouldn't put it past me. But it was my first day. I don't think I would, you know, want to do that.
It was a big deal. Now, I have an anonymous tip, if you'd like to hear the anonymous tip.
Yes.
So the day of the incident, a certain member of the show went into the glass room and saw a basket of cookies. They were really excited about it. Their exact words were, yes, these are the best. Not too long after, Morgan came in and noticed someone had ripped into the basket. And then Lunchbox offered some to Matt as well.
Who, me?
So, this anonymous tip, would anyone like to step forward and say they opened the cookie, they stole the cookies?
Lunchbox?
No.
No. The anonymous tip says it was Nada.
What?
Nada, yes.
Oh. No, I did not open the cookies. Yes, I did say that I liked those cookies, but I did not open the cookies, I promise.
But
Nada, swear,
this is like
not.
A big $100 basket of cookies. It was a prize
well,
for listeners.
This is the thing. It was not very discreet. I mean, it was like a hole punched in the bag.
That's what I'm saying. It was something I
so
very
did it did not have no hesitation on, or they didn't plot out how they would actually get into the basket and make it look as if they didn't even, nothing was tampered with.
Who would you put your money on as stealing the cookies? Because there's got to be some sort of punishment.
I feel like Nada would be very like secretive and like pull out like a little, you know, a blade and like cut the corner and slide her hand in there. And
so you say you.
I, like I said, I don't remember.
Oh, come on. All right, Matt Overton. Thank you, Matt.
Cindy stole the cookies from the cookie jar.
Eddie, do you think it's Matt?
Yes.
I mean, I don't like this I blacked out stuff.
I know. And every time I use that story, it doesn't work. It never floats for me.
And then, well, now we know that Nada.
But someone tipped off Nada hard. Yes.
Everybody likes those cookies.
Whatever. That's true. Okay, well, that's Cookie Gate. It's continuing here. someone stole a big prize from the show. Mm-hmm. And we'll, Bob Costas, by the way, is he stepping down from the Olympic coverage?
Yeah, I don't know. Is he?
No, he is.
It's like he is.
It's a big deal. Yeah,
oh,
it's like
I have not heard.
A special ICU.
Wow.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Bob Costas announced that he'll be stepping down as NBC's Olympics host. 24 years.
Wow.
It's one of the longest runs in sports casting history.
I did not know he'd been doing it that long.
Since 1992.
You know, all I think about with him and that is that time he got Botox and his eyes were weird during the Olympics.
I think he got pink eye.
Yeah.
Oh, he's, never mind.
He was sick.
Yeah. Dang, hater.
I heard it was hey, no judgment here. Whatever, you know, got to stay fresh.
It has nothing to do with Botox. I think he got
24 years in the game. Nobody's judging for Botox.
He was ill.
Okay, I heard a different story.
Costas is NBC's longest tenured announcer. He's been there for 37 years. So, Bob Costas, I see you. Lunchbox.
According to the New York Post, he got Botox, and that's where he got pink eye. He tried to
So, did get pink eye.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes.
From Botox.
Yeah.
Well, then we'll both be right.
Well, no, I mean, y'all can apologize.
And all I said was pink eye. So, we're both right.
Okay.
But you may have been 51% right, and I'll take 49% right.
Bobby, you were like, Amy, don't insult him like that. He was ill.
He was ill. He had pink eye. Was I wrong?
From Botox.
Ah! I see you.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Hope your weekend's good. What are you doing this weekend?
Good question. Oh, girls' night tonight with one of my girlfriends. I had no idea she was having like a little night at her house, and I got a text message and being invited, and I haven't hung out with her in like 2 months.
Oh, late invite. Somebody else back out?
You think that's what happened?
No, I'm totally kidding with you.
Dang.
I'm totally kidding.
You know her too.
I'm totally kidding.
I don't think she would do that to me. I think she probably just planned it last minute.
Girls are.
Thanks for putting that in my head though.
That's what I would think. Like, that's right? Like, if, hey, we're having this, it's the day before, you should come too. I would be like,
I think she just threw it together spur of the moment.
But you're really pleasant and awesome to be around. So,
well, not always, but
82% of the time.
Oh, you went down all the way down to 82. I'll take that. I'll take 82%.
That'd be fun.
What are you doing?
I'm going to Sacramento right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm doing a stand-up show tonight in Sacramento. Doing one tomorrow night in Chico, California.
Yeah.
And then I come back, and I'll be back. Fly back. Get here Sunday. Back on here Monday.
Whoa.
Yeah. My TED Talk is due today. My first draft.
Yeah.
I've been writing that thing. I think it's 11 pages long. It's like I'm back in college again, writing an essay.
Yeah.
And so that draft is due. So busy weekend. I'll probably work on the plane a little bit, get a little nap. But that's it. We're going to go. Thanks to Little Big Town. Thanks to Dustin Lynch. Thanks to Brett Young. Everybody stopping by today. It's kind of a packed show. Thanks to you, most importantly. And because you guys were here, we give you the gold star. That's right.
Yeah, I love it.
Thank you. Have a great one, and we'll see you guys. You can order Bare Bones, by the way, on Amazon. My book, it comes out Tuesday on paperback. Only $10. You can save like $6 right now if you want it. What, Ray? Why are you pointing at?
Good.
Time to go?
Yeah.
Oh, Ray's saying we got to wrap.
Okay,
wrap. Hey,
bye.
Rap City. All right, that's it. We'll see you.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones Show.